Welcome into another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. It's Thursday, the very first day of May. I'm J.R. Davis. Today we're talking about the big issue around Arkansas right now is the voter ID law. It's got a lot of people talking still, and obviously the big thing is what's going to happen now. We saw that a judge struck it down. Now there's been a stay granted by the Supreme Court. Joining me this morning is State Senator Brian King, Republican of Green Forest. He's actually the sponsor of the act, the law that actually became Act 595, that would make voters present that photo identification at the polls. Senator King, thanks for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
All right. First of all, you know, let's just start off. What are your thoughts on what's kind of happened the last couple of days? You said it was pretty shocking when the when Judge Fox actually struck it down, and now you have this stay. So just kind of give me your feelings on it.
Well, first off, when the judge issued his ruling, he wasn't even supposed to rule on the photo ID part. That was supposed to be actually this week. Mm-hmm. So what was shocking about his decision was that it was about like being a boxer and having a weigh-in, and all of a sudden the ref comes in and declares a knockout. We never got our chance to present our side in court, either on the absentee rulemaking that the State Board of Election Commissioners did or on the photo ID part, which is the ACLU lawsuit and their plaintiffs. So it was like the judge never even gave our chance to present our side of the facts. So that was surprising. And then what wasn't surprising was the Supreme Court basically issued the stay, which means that photo ID part will go ahead as the law prescribes.
And that is, I mean, they said the court gave the state and the Pulaski County Election Commission until noon Friday to file those briefs in the appeal there. So talk about that. Is that, I mean, what happens on Friday, if they get back and it doesn't work out? I mean, the judge, obviously the Supreme Court, this stay is just temporary.
That's correct.
So explain that to folks maybe that are not familiar with that.
Yeah, the stay is the judge ruled it, mm-hmm. the photo ID part, unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. And then they issued a stay, which means that until the Supreme Court rules, photo ID, the law to present it at the polls and in-person voting, will go ahead as what is prescribed in the law. So it's going to go ahead until the Supreme Court hears the case.
And so, and I don't mean to cut you off, but obviously we are closing in on what about a week from early voting, and
that's
obviously going to play a big part in the primary election. So what do you see going forward with the Supreme Court? I mean, there's got to be they've got to make a decision on it pretty quickly, right?
I would think so. They may not make a decision or hear the case until after the primary. I really don't know. I'm not up on that. The Attorney General and the Secretary of State and others are involved in the lawsuit part, but for right now, until we'll see how things go, till the voting starts and see what happens.
Okay, let's go back a few days ago. Judge Tim Fox, he ruled on this on that case. I know he wasn't, you said he wasn't supposed to do it then, but he said it's unconstitutional because it imposes qualifications on voters that go beyond the qualifications set forth in the Arkansas Constitution. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. We had our attorneys, and it was a culmination of several attorneys look at this bill that said that it was a majority vote, that it is constitutional. I never started out. I knew we would never get to two-thirds vote to be able to pass it, and it wasn't needed. We've bipartisan independent attorneys looked at this. Outside attorneys outside of Arkansas looked at it. We looked at it from our state constitution to the federal constitution. I mean, literally, we went through every detail to make sure that this would pass a court test, because number one, we knew this day was going to happen, and the ACLU was going to file something. We were going to have to fight it, so we knew this was coming, so we were prepared for it. Unfortunately, Judge Fox stepped out there and performed what I think is some judicial liberty in making his ruling, and fortunately, the Supreme Court stepped in and corrected it.
Why do you think this is needed in the state of Arkansas? I mean, a lot of people say this is solving a problem that doesn't exist. Obviously, you feel that it does, so explain that.
Well, if you remember, the Democrats have always said in here that there's no voter fraud here in Arkansas, except we've had a lot of voter fraud. And what happens out there, the reason we don't have, they use the case of there's not a lot of cases of in-person voting fraud. Well, the reality is that no one looks into this stuff. I mean, we have Hudson Hallamo there who resigned for voter fraud that just said, basically, I just did things as they've done for years over here. And you have a partisan State Board of Election Commissioners. You've got a Democratic control that's protected these people out here committing voter fraud, and where we don't go look into it, mm-hmm. there's no investigations. Governor Beebe is continuing to veto any bill that comes through that helps correct that and, mm-hmm. and does something to improve the integrity of elections. When you make a complaint or somebody makes a complaint in election, there should be somebody come in and look into it and investigate it. That doesn't happen here in Arkansas, and that's why these people know they can keep committing it.
Let me ask you this question. What do you say to those that say this is just a Republican way to keep minorities out from voting?
That's not true. If you look at Dan Greenberg with Advanced Arkansas Institute, he's mm-hmm. done a lot of research where they've seen in other states that they actually enacted photo ID that voter turnout has went up even in minorities.
I want to get back to the ruling by Judge Fox. I want to ask you this because I know you said you spoke with your attorneys and you were firmly in the right on this. I want to take just a second and read Article 3, Section 1 and 2 of the Arkansas Constitution. I want you to kind of talk about this issue because this is what everyone seems to be talking about it mm-hmm. that's against this. It says under Section 1, it says, except as otherwise provided by this Constitution, any person may vote in an election in this state who is, one, a citizen of the United States, two, a resident of the state of Arkansas, three, at least 18 years of age, and four, lawfully registered to vote in the election. And then that's the first part. The second one, it says, elections shall be free and equal. No power, civil or military, shall ever interfere to prevent the free exercise of the right of suffrage, nor shall any law be enacted whereby such right shall be impaired or forfeited except for the commission of a felony upon lawful conviction thereof. And then it wraps it up there. Article 3, Section 1 provides that any person who meets the four requirements set forth therein may vote in elections in Arkansas. Section 2 provides that no power has the authority to limit a qualified elector's right to vote. And obviously, you disagree with that part. I'm saying you don't believe that's what it's actually saying. People are saying it's pretty clear and simple. So I want you to address that. And that was just to read it for those that may not know that section of the Constitution. So go ahead.
Sure. The first thing is this is not adding a qualification to vote. This is more an administrative procedure.
Okay.
And other courts in other states, when have something similar, have upheld that. What doesn't say is procedures for early voting times, when you can vote, those type of things mm-hmm. are administrative procedures. The qualifications part, we're not adding a qualification because if you don't have a photo ID, all you have to do is go to the clerk's office and be able to get one at no charge. So we've made this very friendly to voters. We've actually even allowed that if you don't have it, if you forget it when you go to the polls, you can then cast a provisional ballot. You have a cure period there to come in and clarify and make sure that your vote's counted. So this is not an obstacle to voting as those people say it is. And I'll keep coming back to the point of other states that have increased turnout that put photo ID in. I always say to critics, what part of increased turnout do you not understand?
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the other states. There's the ACLU is right now citing rulings in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania saying those voter ID laws were struck down, and they feel that those give them good ground to stand on with Arkansas's voter ID law. Right, what can you say to address that?
Well, first off, in Pennsylvania, if you remember back during the election, mm-hmm. the plaintiff for the ACLU that filed the complaint later, before when it was didn't know if the courts would decide on it before the election, went in and got their photo ID.
Mm-hmm.
You have different things in the legal part is you have words like shall and may and those type things that are in the Constitution or in the law that can be legal terms that can hinge on this. And that's where we've went through the details of it and prepared everything that we could to make sure that this would pass a court challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And each state's different. And you have, as you were, if Judge Fox was the only ruler in this case, then we would obviously be defeated right now. But mm-hmm. the reality is, as you saw the Supreme Court coming in like they did, and I actually think that some of these times you see these judges, you see the headlines, you know, there's quite possibly judicial activism going on in their interpretation of making laws instead of the legislature.
The interesting part, obviously, last week was a surprise that the entire voter ID law was struck down. The big thing people were talking about last week was the rules giving absentee voters more time to show that identification, and that was not given a stay by the judge or by the Supreme Court. Tell me, that's a pretty important issue, especially with a lot of absentee voters. Were you for more time there, or what was your stance on it? And then how do you feel now that there is no stay in this, and that's essentially dead?
Yeah, originally in the first processes, I was not for changing as many things as possible. We left that alone and left that interpretation because it is a new rule. And I was on the election commission for a brief time. Anytime you make a change to voters, you can't. It's very hard to then remember. Close or consolidate a polling site. Sometimes people will show up again. Mm-hmm. So you have this change, and then if you saw there was a problem, the state board has the ability, and as they did, we think, to implement rules and regs to help administer elections. And the reason we do that, and they have the power to do that here in Arkansas, we have to deal with federal law too. So if something's changed up mm-hmm. here in Congress and we're not in session, they have the ability to have the breathability to make changes in elections and rules and procedures like this. And so they've done that, and we're going to see what happens on that part help, you know, have some type of cure period because we have a lot of fraud and absentee voters. We just extended the same requirements for a first-time voter by mail. This is nothing new to the absentee ballot process, and it's two separate issues with photo ID.
Exactly, and obviously for those that don't know this issue with this, you're referring to the State Election Commission. You believe they have the authority to implement some of these rules. And Pulaski County Election Commission saying, no, they overstepped their bounds, correct? Just so people understand.
That's correct. And what's the problem with the Pulaski County position is that they didn't – we ought to be allowing more leeway to vote. Here's a great situation. If somebody didn't do that on their absentee ballot, they could have some time maybe to clarify it. And the absentee – in the Pulaski County Commission thinks that they shouldn't. So they're the ones actually limiting someone's ability to cast their vote possibly.
Very, very interesting. State Senator Brian King joins me. He's the representative from Green Forest area and the sponsor of the voter ID law in the Arkansas State Legislature. One more question before I let you go. How do you think it's going to fare? You think we'll have this voter ID in place for the general?
I think we will. I feel confident about it. I have faith in the attorneys that drafted it and did their due diligence. As you never know with the courts, as you saw with Judge Fox, who was at basically out of bounds in his ruling. And so I think we're good.
All right, Senator King, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate it. We'll have chat soon.
Thank you, JR. Take care.
All right. This has been another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. For Director Jeff Campbell, I'm JR Davis. You can catch all of these podcasts on NWAHomepage.com, and we'll see you for a brand new podcast next Tuesday.
This production is copyright 2014 by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. All rights reserved.